I'll tell us that Amram, the father of Moshe, separated from his wife when he heard the decree by Paro that all the male children shall be drowned. He said, how could I bring a child into this world who's going to be killed? And this is really a common response to living under bad conditions. Oppressed societies usually have very low birth rates. People don't want to bring children into a bad world, to a bad existence. This is common till today. Many poor countries, if they're not religious, don't have a large birth rate. And this is something that I think is really part of human nature. Now, the first person to have done this was actually the first person, Adam Arishon. Adam also, he separated from his wife for 130 years after Cain killed Hevel. Because it's hard to know exactly what Adam was thinking, but obviously he was thinking either that, well, how could I bring another child into this world? It's such a cruel world. Or maybe he felt as himself, maybe as a father, I don't know how to teach my children the values of humans. Maybe I'm just not the one to do it. I can't bring another child and have him kill his brother. And what happened? Why did Adam again go back to his wife Chava? Because he was talking with his great-grandson Lemech. And Lemech also separated from his two wives, Tzila and Ada, because Tzila and Ada didn't want to be with him anymore. Why? Because they were afraid, because Lemech killed Cain, that Lemech's children will be punished. So they said, why should we bring children into the world who are going to be punished? We won't have children. And Adam said to Lemech, no, that's not the right way of thinking. You have to do yours, you have to have children, don't worry what's going to be later on. So Lemech turned the table around on him and said, well, what about you? You separated from your wife now 130 years, it's time for you to go back to Chava as well. And that's when he had Shet. But with Amram, who convinced Amram to go back to his wife? Chazal tell us it was actually his younger daughter, who was about 6 years old only, Miriam. Miriam said to her father, you know, what you're doing is worse than Paro, because Paro made a decree on the males. What you're doing, you made a decree on the females. Now no one's going to have any children, unless at least there'll be girls. So you have to go back. You do yours and let Hashem do his. And first of all, from here you see the humbleness of Amram, that he took his younger, his daughter's advice. Maybe now we see also where Moshe got his humbleness from. It's in the family. But what's important to us is that Amram did go back to his wife, and Moshe was born as a result of it. And we all know what happened from there. So the lesson here is that we shouldn't be pessimistic about the future of our children and say, I don't want to bring a child into this world. What kind of life can I give him? No, these aren't things that we have to consider. We have an obligation, bring people into the world, bring children into the world, have a home filled with children, bring children. That's the most beautiful thing. Don't worry about what happens after. Leave that to Hashem. Leave that to His. You do yours, and Hashem will do His. We have to have emunah and bitachon that things will work out, and we should always try and be optimistic.